This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Early that year, President Trump had said he had no financial dealings with Russia at that time. Cohen's claim comes in a plea deal he's reached with prosecutors in the Russia investigation. After Cohen pleaded guilty to making false statements to Congress about the Russia real estate dealings this morning, his lawyer, Guy Petrillo, told reporters outside the Manhattan courthouse,
"Mr. Cohen will continue to cooperate. Sentencing is set for December 12th.
The top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee is responding, Mark Warner saying it proves the president's wrong when he calls the Russia probe a witch hunt. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
At least two Southern California counties now under evacuation orders as rain could trigger mudslides and debris flows in areas that have been impacted by recent wildfires. Evacuations are underway in Riverside and Orange counties. Following some recent criticism from President Trump, who chose him for the position, the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, seems to have changed his tone when it comes to interest rates. Yesterday, saying at an appearance at the Economic Club of New York,
"Interest rates are still low by historical standards, and they remain just below the range of estimates of that level that would be neutral for the economy. That is, neither speeding up nor slowing down growth."
Wall Street took that as a hint that there will be fewer rate hikes than previously expected in the coming year or so. Stocks surged right after he spoke yesterday, though. Today, stocks, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones, the S&P 500 are all a bit lower. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Still looking for answers after officials say it appears four children and two adults were killed in an Indiana structure fire early yesterday morning. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Six bodies have been found in the rubble of a burned northern Indiana home. Cass County Sheriff Randy Pryor says the bodies were found in different parts of the home. He says the cause of the fire could be a possible crime.
We did talk to other family members that come upon the scene later, about an hour later, hour and a half later, and they indicated to us, along with the folks that escaped the home, that there could possibly be up to six individuals in the residence.
Two adults escaped the fire and went to the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Americans aren't living as long, and health experts are blaming it on an increase in suicides and drug overdoses in particular. Deaths from drug ODs hitting a new high last year at over 70,000 nationwide. Suicides were up 3.7%. Three newly released government reports showing the average lifespan for someone born in the U.S. last year is now 78.6 years. That's down from 78.7 years in 2016. And Dunkin' is notifying people enrolled in its DD Perks loyalty program their accounts may have been compromised. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what we do, and that's what it's all about right here at the intersection of God and country. Welcome back. It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and one of the things that may have gone by silently, we didn't hear a whole lot about last week, was it's the week of Thanksgiving, so a lot going on with Black Friday, all the preparation for Thanksgiving that we had to go through and family. But an important thing to note was it was National Bible Week, the week of Thanksgiving. You know, the Bible was translated into English, and people died over this since it was only meant to be in Latin. So despite spending countless hours in church or even years in seminary, most Christians don't know the fascinating origin of their King James Bible or who died for it. Well, here to explain and to share her passion with us, and I appreciate what she has done and her dedication to the Word of God. Ruth Magnuson Davis joins us now. Ruth, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me, Bill.
Well, good to have you here. You know, most people love the beautiful prose of the King James Bible. I say most, there are some that go, the these and the thous just drives them nuts, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, I mean, there's just something special about the King James Bible. Not only that it is the Word of God, but the way it's written. And I think it also enlarges our capacity intellectually for reading it. But anyway, if you realize that the King James Bible, largely drawn from an unknown version, the Matthew Bible, which was published in the previous century, computer studies show that 83% of the King James New Testament is from the Matthew Bible as it was originally translated by William Tyndale, right?
Yes, that's correct. It's fascinating to discover that. I call it the best-kept secret in Christendom. 83% of our King James New Testament is actually straight William Tyndale taken from the Matthew Bible. So for example, some of the phrases, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you, that's Tyndale.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves,
mm-hmm.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. All those are straight William Tyndale.
And what Tyndale had to do in order to bring this Bible to the Western civilization, I mean, he paid a dire price. I mean, this was something that, as we said, was verboten, and he put his life on the line for this.
He did. He gave everything up for it. It was illegal in England at the time for anyone to unauthorized to translate the Bible into English, and he experienced a lot of hostility from the priests, and he had to leave England,
mm-hmm.
and he left, and he lived in places on the continent in great hardship and poverty, and gave his all to translating the Bible. He was always being pursued by the authorities who were after his life and wanted to stop him.
Could you imagine what drove him, Ruth? I mean, when you have the call of God on your life, that nothing will stop you. I mean, your life doesn't matter. It is the mission that God has put you on to fulfill, you know, to such a degree that here he was. I mean, Tyndale, before all this, I mean, he didn't have to live in poverty, but he subjected himself because what took precedent was, you know, this Bible translation.
Yes, and, you know, he had all the cards stacked against him. One of the things that I've only realized recently is that this whole early Reformation in England was accomplished without any sort of a revolution at all.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It ended up working through the lawful authorities, King Henry VIII and so on. But all the cards were stacked against him. And it might be interesting for your listeners just to know what the laws were in England at the time.
Yeah, we're talking around 1530s, right, during the Reformation?
It was in the early 1500s, right.
Mm-hmm, right.
He actually published his first New Testament in 1526, which was immediately outlawed in England.
Mm-hmm.
But in the previous century, actually the end of the 1300s, John Wycliffe, your
right.
Listeners will know that name, he had produced a handwritten scriptures in English. He translated the Latin Bible into English with him and his team of men. But the religious authorities were completely opposed to him. And in 1408, they passed a statute called De Heretico Comburendo, which is Latin for On the Burning of Heretics. And under that statute, John Wycliffe and his followers, anyone who professed to follow his teachings could be burned alive at the stake, and they were. And then and anyone who read his scriptures. And then in 1408, another law was passed called the Constitutions of Oxford. And under that law, no one could translate the scriptures into English without the authorization of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And the church was not about to authorize anyone to do that. And both of those laws were still on the books when Tyndale was born and when he began his work. And so he had to flee England to do that work.
Ruth, address that issue, if you would, in terms of, you know, the mindset of the church and why the church resisted the word of God, you know, being put out in the vernacular for the people to understand.
Well, at its root, I believe it's demonic because it's Satan's goal to keep the word of God from man if he can, because it's by the word of God that we are saved. The word of God is our light. If the prelates of the church had really believed that, they would have been anxious to get the word out to the people in their own language. But the reasons they gave were, they said that Latin was the most majestic language. English was, quote, too rude for holy writ. They believed that the common man would not be able to understand the scriptures. And, I mean, that's true enough. I mean, the scriptures are difficult to understand.
Right.
But the clergy also often don't understand them.
Right, exactly. But when you have, though, you have the Word of God, and coupled with the Word of God is the testimony of man that validates the Word of God, right? That says that God, what God has said is true. Look at my life as a walking example of the promises of God, the laws of God, how they play out, there are consequences, though some would try to suggest that it's more mysterious than anything else. And I think, you know, in that point, you probably delve a little bit more in the demonic of trying to confuse people in understanding and apprehending the truth of God, do we not?
Yes, and you know, I agree. Since I became a Christian, I was raised atheist, and I came to faith late in life. And I do. I look around, and I can see how true the Word of God is. The teachings about good and evil, and the laws of God, and yes, the truth of the Scriptures are demonstrable.
Mm-hmm.
Once our eyes are open.
Right. Well, Ruth, when we come back, I want to open that up a little bit more, if you don't mind. I appreciate you sharing that with us. And we've got more from Ruth Magnuson Davis. We're talking about the Matthew Bible and how much of our current Bible that it makes up that maybe you weren't aware of before. We've got more from Ruth after this. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. You
independence. That's the way we roll here. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Ruth Magnuson Davis, the author of the story of the Matthew Bible, that which we first received, says the Matthew Bible is the best kept secret in Christendom. She explains how the Roman Catholic Church fought against it. They did not want any Bible other than the Latin Vulgate. Harsh laws made it translating the Bible punishable by death in both William Tyndale and John Rogers were burned at the stake. We're going to get more into the Matthew Bible, what it's all about, and why it makes up so much of today's current Bible, the King James Version. But one thing that came up in the discussion was that Ruth was raised as an atheist. And Ruth, take us quickly through that transformation for you, raised as an atheist and then becoming a believer.
Sure. Actually, probably the first transformation was my father's. He was actually raised Anglican, and I remember when I was very young, him teaching me the Lord's Prayer. And I remember at the table, at the dinner table, I used to ask him to recite the 23rd Psalm. I loved that Psalm. Mm. But when I was in grade one, he went back to university, studied microbiology, the theory of evolution, and became a very zealous atheist. He was a letter to the editor type atheist, and he taught us that there was no God. But I never believed him, actually. However, he did turn me very much against the Christian religion, and I would not even set foot into a church. I was very hostile to Christianity. But I was on a quest. I was on a search for truth, for the meaning of life. And eventually, as an adult, a friend brought me to hear the Alpha Tapes, if you're familiar with
them. Yes, I am.
And that is a very gentle but a very lovely presentation of the gospel. The first six or seven talks are very good. And I believed. I believed that Jesus was the Son of God. And I believed that he was the answer to my long search. And I had a very dramatic conversion, actually. I knew that I couldn't have explained it at the time, but I did pass from death to life. When I placed my faith in the Lord. And I had never read a page of the Bible, but then began my search to understand more about Christianity and to learn the Bible. So that's how I came to faith.
Well, what a great story. So the Lord's Prayer and Psalm 23, I'm sure, has taken on a deeper meaning and definition in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, Psalm 23 is an interesting issue because that is very different in the Matthew Bible than in the King James Version. Mm-hmm. And when I first came to read it in the Matthew Bible, it was all about the Word of God and how the Word of God is refreshing for the soul. And it kind of almost jarred me because I was so used to the version that was in the King James Bible, but that was one of the significant changes that did happen between the Matthew Bible and the King.
In the translation, that you went from the Word of God versus the Shepherd being demonstrated in the current version. Well, let's talk right off the bat, you know, why is it called the Matthew Bible?
Well, the dedication to King Henry VIII at the front of the Bible is signed by this mysterious Thomas Matthew. And the title page says that it's the Bible containing the translations of Thomas Matthew. But that was a pseudonym.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to conceal the fact that William Tyndale was one of the translators.
Mm-hmm.
Because William Tyndale was anathema to King Henry.
Right.
Henry had outlawed all of his translations and all of his books. And there was no way they could let the king know that these were actually Tyndale's translations. So that was the main reason. And I don't believe the king ever did realize that he had licensed translations of this outlawed writer.
Right. Somebody that he had such high disdain for. Because of the inscription, because of Thomas Matthew as the pseudonym, it became the Matthew Bible?
Exactly. It became known as the Matthew Bible or Matthew's version. Sometimes I wish he hadn't used that name because people tend to confuse it with the Gospel of Matthew.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Yeah, but it is the 1537 Matthew Bible. 1537 was the year that it was published and then the year that King Henry also licensed it for use in the church.
Why didn't the authors of the King James Version give more credit to the Matthew Bible?
Well, I think there's a couple reasons for that. The reason that I've read is that Tyndale's name was still politically incorrect in 1611. But I think it's a bit more complicated than that. After the Matthew Bible came to England, the Roman Catholics were agitating against it very strongly, and it was quickly suppressed. Only 2 years later, Thomas Cromwell and the king, in order to bring peace, decided to revise the Matthew Bible and publish a new one, get rid of all the notes, and make some changes that would keep the Roman Catholics happy. So the Matthew Bible came under the red pen,
yeah, right.
And it was revised, not much, but it was revised. Some old verses from the Latin Bible were put back into it, and all the notes were removed. And that was the Great Bible, which was published in 1539.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Puritans from Geneva were agitating against the Great Bible. They felt that it was designed to support episcopacy, and they wanted to make their changes. So they actually did a huge overhaul of the Great Bible and William Tyndale's New Testament, and they produced the Geneva Bible. And then there was the Bishop's Bible, and by the time it got to the King James Committee, there had been so many hands on it. I think it was, perhaps it was impractical to give credit to everyone who had contributed to it. So I think it didn't specifically mention any of the former translators or revisers.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did the Matthew Bible get approved for sale in use in England if it was illegally translated?
Well, at that time, there was a brief window during King Henry VIII's reign when the window opened, thanks to the providence of God, and he was receptive to this work.
Yes.
He had, first of all, Queen Anne Boleyn was his queen at the time,
right.
And she was a supporter of the Reformation. And God had raised up two other men, Thomas Cromwell and Thomas Cranmer, to positions of influence with the king. Thomas Cranmer was the Archbishop of Canterbury at the time, and Thomas Cromwell was his chief minister.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both very pro-Reformation. Cranmer had spent a lot of time in Germany, in the Lutheran church there. And they had convinced the king that the people needed to have an English Bible, and also that the king would be very well regarded by the people if he would give them the Bible. And so, first of all, actually the very first English Bible to be licensed in the church was Miles Coverdale's Bible, and nobody knows that about that Bible either.
Right.
That was in 1536, and then in 1537 the Matthew Bible came along, and he licensed them both for use in the church.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds left here, Ruth. To wrap things up, what makes the Matthew Bible so special?
Well, for one thing, it's the only English Bible that was bought with blood. It's the only scriptures that people died for, and that is the way God seals his greatest testimonies. We can see that in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's also not a church Bible. It was written, I call it, outside the camp. Jesus died outside the camp, and his apostles did. And this was written by men who answered only to the Holy Spirit and to their conscience. They weren't answering to any political or ecclesiastical authority.
Well, Ruth, thank you so much for the information. Where can they go for more information? 5 seconds.
Amazon.com. The book is The Story of the Matthew Bible.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has told prosecutors he was engaged in talks to build a Trump real estate project in Moscow as late as 2017. Early that year, President Trump had said he had no financial dealings with Russia at that time. Cohen's claim comes in a plea deal he's reached with prosecutors in the Russia investigation. After Cohen pleaded guilty to making false statements to Congress about the Russia real estate dealings this morning, his lawyer, Guy Petrillo, told reporters outside the Manhattan courthouse,
"Mr. Cohen will continue to cooperate. Sentencing is set for December 12th.
The top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee is responding, Mark Warner saying it proves the president's wrong when he calls the Russia probe a witch hunt. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, God, make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me.
I so have been looking forward to this time to spend with the beloved songwriter, worship leader, and music executive with an international following. He has just released a new book, God Will Make a Way, Discovering His Hope in Your Story. Don Moen joins us now. Don, God bless you. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Doing good. Calling from Nashville today.
Well, yeah, that's where you're based out of these days. And, you know, I was looking at some pictures here. Our studio is based out of Minnesota, the place that puts makes a hole in the ice. And I keep asking everybody, what do you call that hole in the ice that you go fishing in? We just call it a hole in the ice.
I grew up in Minnesota. That's great.
Well, you know, I was born and raised in California, so far away from any holes in ice and doing any ice fishing like that. So they keep threatening to drag me out there one time. And, you know, and put me underneath one of those I say cabanas. They go, there's no cabana.
No, it's not a cabana. No, but you ought to do it at least once, Bill.
Yeah, it's on the bucket list. I'll get to it, you know. So, hey, maybe if I can get your piano out there on the ice with me, you know, make sure we got a place. It'll be an inspiration. Yeah. But, Don,
that would be a good time. That would be a good show right there.
Could you imagine how many people would be here? Around that hole in the ice with us, enjoying and praising God in the midst of ice and the whole experience. But Don, I gotta tell you, you have been such a blessing to me and our family over the decades. You know, it's just in fact, Brad, Engineer Brad, we were just talking about you earlier, and I said, you know, the song "Yes, God Will Make a Way" is recurring in my heart and mind, really has some added meaning as a result of your book. But you know, God is good all the time. God is good all the time, you know. And we've had good fun and great memories because of you and how God has used you and used your talents. But about the book, God Will Make a Way, of course, this is really a personal story, and you know, about why the song, and explain to our audience, you know, how God Will Make a Way, the song, and really this is an extension of who you are. I mean, we know you as a worship leader, but actually this book is a work of worship as well.
Yeah. Well, this is the first book I've ever written, Bill, and I thought about it many years, and I thought, I don't want to just write another book just because, you know, I have a platform, and now here's Don Moe and the worship leader. Now here's Don Moe and the book has his book now. But I really found myself saying the same things to my audiences over and over again. And as I've traveled around the world, when I sing "God Will Make a Way," it's always the moment in the concert when I take an opportunity to really minister to the people. And what I found out everywhere in the world, people need hope. Yes. And that's really what this book is about. I mean, you look at the current events, world affairs, you know, and bring it down to a little more personal level. Look at your bank account, your business challenges. There's a lot of people that are just on the verge of giving up hope. And I want them to know that God is working in ways they cannot see today to make a way where there seems to be no way. And that's why I wrote the book. I want to bring hope to people, let them know, no, do not give up, because even at this moment, God's doing something you can't see.
Well, God opened your heart and eyes to see something, and that you write about in the first chapter, and that is that as we go through life, we're either about ready to hit a storm.
Yeah.
We are either in a storm or we've just come out of a storm. That pretty much covers about 99% of us, Don.
Well, yeah, and people say, well, that's a negative confession, Don. No, it's not a negative confession. That's a fact. Yes. And, all of us are going to face storms in life, but tough times and storms do not diminish the reality of God's presence. Darkness will fall, clouds may gather, shadows will come, but our faith and our confidence in Him need never be shaken. And when we face those storms in difficult times, He has promised to be with us to make a way.
You know, when I first picked up your book and I saw Discovering His Hope in your story, it reminded me of a saying I used to have in my office all the time. Originally, it was from, you know, that infamous author known as Anonymous. It said, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And I had to change it. I had to change it to obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off His goal. And that had so much added depth and meaning to me and others who came into my office and saw that, and they realized that I had crossed out the one word and put His with a capital H, and they said, well, that's interesting. And I said, well, maybe one day that will be reality for you.
Well, you know, and so, you know, you think about, that's where we get in trouble a lot of times. We take our eyes off of the one thing that can bring us hope. When Jesus when called Peter to, walk on the water, he was fine as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus when he started looking at the wind and the waves around him, and he started to sink. And there's the picture. We're going to go through storms, but, are we going to be willing, to keep our eyes on the Savior? Because, this is, our hope is rooted and founded in Him. It's not like this, I hope I win the lottery, I hope I find the right husband or wife, but it's just, this is, we can ground our hope in the Word of God. I mean, His promises will not return void. The Bible says God's Word will not return void. Mm-hmm. So hold on to those promises. That's where the true hope is.
Exactly. Well, when Jesus said, hey, let's go to the other side, it wasn't theoretical. It wasn't like, hey, maybe we might get there. It was purposeful. So if we're going to get to the other side, He knows we're going to get there. He didn't tell us what's going to happen in between, but what happens in between strengthens us so that when we get to the other side, we're all the better, and we probably couldn't have apprehended what is waiting, the blessing and everything else, our purpose in life, unless we went through the storms to get to the other side that He told us that, hey, that's where we're headed, right?
Yeah, and one of my favorite passages of Scripture, I was in a pastor's office one time south of Dallas. I was going to sing, and on his wall was a beautiful picture of a ship, an old wooden sailing ship on a stormy sea. And under that picture was a scriptural reference, Psalm 107:23-24. It says, "Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they will see the hand of the Lord and His wonders in the deep." And I go, yes, I want that for my life. I want to see the hand of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. And well, verse 25 says, "And God caused the waves to mount up to the heavens and down to the depths. They staggered around like drunken men at their wits' end, crying out to the Lord in their distress. The Lord heard their prayer. He calmed the storm. Then they were glad, and He brought them to their desired haven." Now, there's the story.
Exactly, right there.
It's like in the process of the storm, we become different men and women because we cry out to the Lord.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air.
Bill Martinez live.
Hates the way you like is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you at 14 before the top of the hour. You know, we're all destined to face hardships during our lives, the death of a loved one, the loss of a job, an unexpected divorce, or a bad report from a doctor. Countless trials can leave feelings of defeat and hopelessness. An internationally acclaimed multi-award winning music artist who sold more than 5 million albums, Don Moen, knows firsthand and wants others to know that no matter how dire the circumstances, God does not forget his children. His brand new book that we're talking about is God Will Make a Way, Discovering His Hope in Your Story. Don, I always love to read dedications in books. And, of course, this is very touching because this book is it's heartfelt. It's a true story. And I say it's, from a worshiper who, you know, this is your first book, but this is very worshipful, the way you've written this. You dedicate the book to Craig and Susan Phelps. Your lives are a living example, you write, of how God is able to make a way where there seems to be no way. Your story of trusting God through your personal loss continues to bring hope to those who have lost hope. To Jeremy Jacob Phelps, born September the 2nd, 1978, graduated to heaven March 18th, 1987. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Of course, the verse from Isaiah 43:4. Don, tell us the Phelps story, if you would, please, and what gave you the inspiration for God Will Make a Way?
Well, it was one of those moments when you receive a telephone call late at night, and you think, why is this? What's on the other end of this line?
Has a foreboding ring.
I heard there had been an accident. Craig and Susan, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, were heading out to Colorado to go on a ski vacation, and they had four little boys, and their van was broadsided by an 18-wheeler in the middle of the Texas Panhandle. And
Jeremy, the oldest boy, he was soon to be 9 years old. He was killed instantly, and all the other boys were seriously injured. And I heard the news, and I felt so helpless. I didn't know what to say. You know, all the scriptures that came to my mind fell short of what I really wanted to say to them that day. And I had to get on the airplane the next day. And I was just praying. I was reading in my Bible from Isaiah 43. I said, God, give me something to say to this family, because all my words are falling short. And on the airplane, as I prayed, the Lord gave me the song, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He'll make a way for me. And that's the line I really know the Holy Spirit gave me to sing to Susan and Craig. He works in ways you cannot see. I knew there were going to be days when, after the funeral, when people left, then they'd be just wondering what happened and ask all the questions. And I put it on a little recording, and I said, put it above the kitchen sink, and when those moments come, I want you to play this song. And I never did even sing it at the funeral. I sang it for them privately. Mm-hmm. And you know, Isaiah 43, the whole chapter is great, but the first passage there, you know, in verse 4, since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored. That passage is on his gravestone. Right. And Susan and Craig said, Jeremy has probably reached more people through his death than he might have through his life, just because they chose in the middle of their grief to get better and not bitter. They chose to allow God to heal them, and they've shared their story with so many, how God made a roadway in the wilderness and a river in the desert for them.
Well, and as you say, for them, I mean, this was your personal gift to them. You had no intent. There was no vision that, hey, let's cast this all over the world.
No.
Yeah.
It was never, I wasn't writing for a project. Yeah. I wrote it for them personally, and that's all. And it was 2 years later, I was reminded of the song as I was leading worship for the staff of Integrity Music, where I was working at the time, the head of the label. And it's like the Lord brought this song back to me, and I sang it for our staff, and everybody came up to me and said, where did you get that song?
Right.
I said, it's a song I wrote for my little nephew. And they said, you need to record it. I said, I don't think I ever will. It's just really, really personal. But eventually I did record it. And, you know, although it was written out of a desperate situation, it's not a song of desperation. Yeah. It's a song of declaration. God will make a way.
Well, and again, it extends the legacy of your nephew, of Jeremy. I mean, he is so intertwined in this song, is he not?
Oh, yeah. And like I say, the family, Craig, my brother-in-law, he's a medical doctor. Mm-hmm. So the fact of with they were out there, there's the three boys seriously injured, and he couldn't find because the van had spun around and stuff. He couldn't find Jeremy. He saw him over lying by a fence post, and he went over there, and he was gone. And the Lord said to him, Jeremy is with me. You deal with those who are living. Mm-hmm. And just the heartbreak of that whole story, it broke my heart. But Craig and Susan, through that, I mean, being a medical doctor, he's dealing with life and death a lot, but he's been able to share the comfort that God brought to them during this time with many, many others. And in that way, Jeremy's testimony lives on and on. And that's why I dedicated the book to him.
Well, when you were running Integrity, you know, your career has, I mean, you talk about living on purpose. I mean, you started out, you wanted to be a jet pilot.
And,
right.
that sounded exciting. It was I just wanted to be a fighter pilot.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why they give us these games. I guess we can play on our TV and look it up.
Well, I would have, except I wore glasses in those days. That was that's a long time ago, Bill. That was 1968, and I couldn't get into flight school because I wore glasses. So, but I had a backup plan, which was a forest ranger, you know, work in the woods because I love to hunt and fish, and
But that didn't work out because I got a scholarship on my violin to play in at a university, and then the Lord just kind of directed my steps, and that's kind of what I share through. You know, as I was writing this book, I have so many stories, and I said to the publisher, I have too many personal stories here. They goes, oh no, that's what we like is the personal stories and tying those into principles of how God made a way for you.
So exactly. Yeah. Well, it's an encouragement. Yeah, it's an encouragement for all of us because we see as we go through life, as you say, there's markers along the way that reinforce and support your giftings and talents, some that we may hold back on. But it took a professor that blessed you and realized that you had a unique gift. And as you humbly state in your book, you know, if you lined up all the piano players and all the worship leaders and all the singers and everything, you'd say, well, you know, I'm somewhere in the middle, but for the anointing of God and his sanctity on your life to say, hey, look at, you're my guy. You're my guy.
And it's like, and I always love to encourage people, look, if God did this for me, if he made a way for me, he can make a way for you. Hey, Bill, I failed my speech class in university because I could not stand in front of 15 people and give a speech.
Right.
That's who Don Moen was, you know, and it's like the fact that I'm doing what I'm doing today is like, it's a miracle. I mean, that God uses me this way. And I just want to say to people, hey, I'm just a normal guy. If God can use me, he can use anybody, and he'll use you.
Yeah. Manny Pacquiao, how do you connect with Manny Pacquiao? I mean, I thought, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, well, Manny Pacquiao was, you know, I met him about 20 years ago. I was on a stage in Manila, and this young, I knew the sports commissioner of the Philippines, and he brought this young boxer on stage with me, and he didn't speak very good English.
Mm-hmm.
But over the Manny Pacquiao, and over the years, we became friends, and Manny really came into a strong faith, and he started a radio show called Faith for Today.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, he said, Don, would you sign 20 CDs so I can give them away in my radio show? So I did, and I sent them over to him. And over the years, we've just become friends. He brought, he sponsored a concert for me in his hometown of General Santos City in the island of Mindanao. And then he flew the whole band and me over to celebrate his 37th birthday as well. So we've become friends over the years. And when I wrote this book, I mean, Manny's story, if you know his story, God really has made a way for him. And I said, would you consider writing the foreword to this book? And he texted me back. He said, brother, I will do this for the glory of God.
Amen. Amen. Well, Don Moen, as we wrap things up, we got about 30 seconds. You know, the big takeaway of your book, what do you want people to get from this?
One word, Bill, hope. Yeah. I want people to know that there is hope no matter what you're looking at today in your bank account or a doctor's report or anything. Hope is the key. It's the engine that drives your faith. So just believe that even today, no matter what you see in front of you, God is beyond you, working in ways that you cannot see, making a way where there seems to be no way.
What a blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, honored to have Don Moen with us and his brand new book, God Will Make a Way, Discovering His Hope in Your Story, maybe yet to be completed, because we either are going in, we're in, or coming out. Don Moen, thank you so much. God bless you.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com.